I was going to backtrack to last year, but let's first talk about, last night's game was another one where you kind of rallied to come back. What does that do for a club when you know that you can put those kind of wins together?
Yeah, it's just nice putting 2 points on the standings, really. Maybe it wasn't our best game, but we find a way to win, so it's that's all that matters.
Talk about who's coming in tomorrow night. It's a club that you guys know very well. You haven't seen them this year, but right. a lot of good, maybe some bad memories from last year. What are your recollections of Vegas, that series last year?
Yeah, they kind of took it from us, really. We'll see. They've been doing well lately, so it should be a very good game.
Is that one of those series where you guys, maybe not now because there's so much still at stake and long careers ahead, but is that one of those ones where guys might think sort of what could have been kind of scenario because, the Caps were sitting there waiting for whichever of your team is going to win?
Yeah. Should be a fun game. What happened last year, there's nothing we can do about it now. This is a new year, so hopefully we can match up against them well tomorrow and hopefully get a win.
Is there much talk inside the room about kind of redemption from a year ago at all, or is this a brand new season?
A brand new season. I'm sure that there will be a little bit for us, in the room. So we can tell ourselves we can beat these guys. That last year they took it from us, like I said. But tomorrow, we have a chance to redeem ourselves a little bit and match up against one of the better teams in the league.
Marc-Andre played so well against you last year. He shows no sign of slowing down. He leads the league in starts and wins. What have you seen over his career and what the kind of goaltender he is and the kind of respect you have for a guy like that?
Yeah, for sure. A fellow French-Canadian guy, too. Met him a couple times. Great guy and great player. So, he's very dynamic in the net. He's fun to watch. And, he's a great goaltending. So we'll see that tomorrow for sure.
The 82-game regular season schedule is a grind. At this point of the calendar where you are right now, I saw Paul kind of move the lines around a little bit in the last half of the game. As one of the older guys, is it important to kind of continue to show the young guys that, for 82, you got to try and give it as much as you can each and every shift?
Yeah, definitely. I think Paul's been doing that the last couple of games, actually, later in games. Just I move Copper with Lels and Tanya, and I would go with Patty and Litz. It's a long season. You gotta fight for every inch in this league, and it's a good learning curve for all the young guys.
I want to talk about what that Copp Lowry tandem line is capable of. But you've been on the wing with Lowry and Tanev for the last little while, and for a course of like five games, it was one of you three that was opening the scoring. What have you liked about kind of what the three of you guys have been able to do over the last little bit?
I think it's just the way we forecheck. We keep it pretty simple, but we get on the puck and on their defense hard, and this is how we create our chances. I've been enjoying a lot playing with those two. Obviously, Lowry is a great face-off guy, so he wins a lot of face-off for us. That kind of helps too. You start with it a lot. It's been a lot of fun for me playing with those two.
Did you see from where you were on the bench? Were you able to have a good look at the save that Connor made in overtime? Sort of the trailing leg, because at least from the TV standpoint, and I don't know what these guys in the booth thought, but we thought that goal was in. How much when that happens, when you see it, and then how much of a lift does that give the bench?
Yeah, it gives us a chance to win the game. If it doesn't make that save, it's game over. So it was definitely a great save. That's a difference maker for sure. I'm not too sure if that was an offside or not from the bench. It looked like it was. We were probably going to challenge that one. It was a close one, but he made a great save, and then we were able to battle back and get the win, so that was awesome.